Welcome to the Entrepreneur Storm. This is Jason Bornstein, and this is the place where ideas meet matter. Now, are you taking action in your life? Are you taking action in your business? Are you taking action so that you can effectively make your dreams a reality? You know, that's the big question, and I don't know if you've ever heard this phrase before. I have. It's called take massive action. And I think that it has a lot of value. I think that too often in business and in life in general, we catch ourselves and we catch other people theorizing, philosophizing, more than taking action. And I have to ask, what is the value in this case of taking, of making theory and making philosophy if it's not based in what you learned by just taking action and actually engaging with the world around you? You know, it's easy to be an armchair philosopher and to sit back and describe what you think war is about, even. How could someone who's never been in war ever really describe and understand anything about war? Now, war is a terrible thing, but I'm just using this as an analogy. The only person who's going to really aptly be able to come up with a philosophy or theory about war is someone who has been in it and really seen what it's all about. So the easy thing for us to do is to slide back into thinking that we know everything and to coming up with theories because, oh man, our minds, they are brilliant, aren't they? Our minds are brilliant, don't you think? We're able to come up with these logic loops in our heads about the way that the world works and the way that this works and the way that that works. We do it all the time. And we need to catch ourselves so that we don't continue to just kind of knee-jerk through life. But this is exactly where our engagement with the world around us becomes essential. It becomes really essential. Especially in when you have your own business, you are engaging with the world around you. Let's face it, you are. And so as you go through starting your own business and monetizing your passion, whatever that may be, you do have to take a lot of action. And you need to see how it is that the content that you're putting out, the marketing that you're putting out, how it's being received. Because the beautiful thing about this world that we live in is that it is engaging, that it is interactive. So if you say something, a person that you say it to is going to respond in some way, even if it's a nonverbal response. That is still a response, and it is feedback about what it is that you said and the impact that it had on that particular person. You can gauge the value and the effect of what you did or what you said based upon the results and based upon what happened when you spoke that into reality or when you acted that into a reality. Now, let's continue with this, but before we move on, let me give a quick word to our sponsor. Today's show is brought to you by ProsperYourPassion.com, the quickest, safest, easiest, most lucrative way to make money online today. Again, that is ProsperYourPassion.com. I can vouch for it. Head on over to ProsperYourPassion.com and check that out. Very smart business move for you as the entrepreneur. Now, what were we talking about? Yeah, that's right. There is feedback about everything that you do. And this is why it is so important for you to just start taking action, even if you look like a darn fool and you have no idea what it is that you're doing. It doesn't matter. Again, the feedback will tell you how to course correct and which direction to go in. Did you know that an airplane is really never on course? It just isn't. An airplane is like, excuse me, an airplane is like never on course. It's constantly course correcting to its destination along the way. You need to be like that airplane or rocket ship to the moon. It is constantly course correcting to get to its destination. And that's the analogy you need to think of when you take action. You're not just a mindless beast taking action, but you are taking note of what effect the action that you are taking has on the environment around you and what kind of results it yields. Now, The other thing that I think we need to touch upon about this metaphor is, yeah, taking action, but you might get burned out if you don't have the right foundation in place while you take this massive action. And that foundation that you need to think of, that you really need to implement as the cornerstone of your entire plan of action, is inspiration. You need to know what your why is. Because if you don't know why deep down you're doing this, if you don't have a big enough why for why you're taking the action steps that you are, then the first time that you hit a road bump, you're just going to fizzle out and you're going to quit. Frankly, you're going to quit. But I want you to win. So what you need to do is get very clear on why it is that you're doing what you're doing. Think of this metaphor. We talked about the airplane and how it has to course correct. But let's just say we've got this airplane and it's starting to take off, right? Gets up to 60 miles an hour. It's accelerating, gets up to 80 miles an hour. And then the runway just stops. It just stops. So before you can build up enough momentum to actually see results, you're derailed, you crash and burn before you're even able to get up into the air. Now that is a sad occurrence, but unfortunately it actually is a fairly common occurrence as well. So that's a real death trap. Please watch out for that. And that is why you got to have the inspiration that's going to allow you to build up that momentum so that the airplane can just, so that your dreams, so that your actions can just carry you forward no matter what. And you just course correct no matter what. Now, as you're taking these action steps, well, let me just go ahead and applaud you right here. You're doing the right thing. You need to focus on what is the income-producing activity in your actions. What is actually yielding results? Because a lot of times, people will take action, and then they'll say, why am I not getting results? Well, it's because they're not taking stock of the feedback that's right in their face about what's working and what's not, and they're not willing to course correct along the way. The definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expecting different results, expecting a change. It's not going to happen. You have to be conscious while you take your actions. Be a student at the same time that you're taking actions. Learn and apply. Apply and learn. All at the exact same time. And as you take these actions, you're going to be able to start to sift through and find out what is working and what is not working. And by doing that, you're going to be able to really separate the wheat from the chaff. You're going to be able to see what is a true income-producing activity for me in my business, and what is just busy work. What is stuff that I think, that I tell myself is for my business, or that it's yielding results in my business, but truthfully, it's just not. Now, let me give one more little differentiation here, is that there are certain strategies and there are certain action plans that are meant for short-term results, and there are certain action plans that are meant for long-term results. So there are things that you might be doing as far as working on creating a CD over time. You know, and you want to perfect it, absolutely. You want to get a really great product out there, and then you want to sell it. But in the meantime, in order to make money, you could maybe go one song at a time, and you could start developing hype around individual songs so that once the album, which is more of a long-term project, is released, then that thing is able to be monetized and really take off. So really focus and think about, both are important, but really think about what can you do right now, short term, to start generating momentum to create an income right now. And at the same time, yeah, hold the long-term vision about projects and things that will yield results if you do them correctly over a longer period of time and build that content up. So that's about all I have for you today. One more word from our sponsor, ProsperYourPassion.com, the quickest, safest, most lucrative way to make money online today. That is ProsperYourPassion.com. Head on over there. Check that out. It is badass. It is awesome. And this is Entrepreneur Storm. This is Jason Bornstein. And this is where ideas meet matter. So happy to have you on the show. I will see you on the next one. Have a beautiful day.